heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
Sunday night, and this is the place to be. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and I'm your host, Taxi Dave. In the studio tonight, we are broadcasting live from the iHeart Radio Studios down in Tribeca. And with us this evening, in studio, we have JFK Mike.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
Nancy Soria, who recently has been in Cranes, and she's on the radio on 91.7 FM Mondays and Thursdays. She's also the vice president of Green Taxis of New York.
Yeah.
And she's a driver. And we also have the lovely Colette from Las Vegas. In a few minutes, we will have our guest, Assemblyman Francisco Moya. And we have some interesting stuff to talk about with Francisco, if he doesn't mind me calling him that. I'll just call him Assemblyman Moya. I want to wish everybody, all our Jewish listeners, a happy Rosh Hashanah, okay? You know what? If Rosh Hashanah had come out this year on a weekday, you know what they would call it? Rosh Ahoma.
Oh!
It would be Rosh Ahoma, yes, instead of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what could I tell you? And before we get started, it's always nice to start with a little joke. So there was a news crew for Rosh Hashanah. They went to the Wailing Wall, known as the Western Wall. Well, the Western Wall is known as the Wailing Wall in Israel. And there's been a man there every day for 25 years. This man has stood in front of the wall and prayed from sunrise to sunset. The news crew went up to him, cameras rolling, put the mic in front of him and says, "Sir, Mr. Schwartz, what do you pray for 25 years? He says, "I pray to end world hunger. I pray to end all wars. I pray to stop murders. I pray to end pain. I pray to end sickness, and I pray for a cure for cancer." And the news reporter said, "So what does it really feel like making those prayers every day for 25 years? And Mr. Schwartz said, "Well, to tell you the truth, it feels like I'm talking to a freaking wall."
That's pretty good.
Anyway. Okay. That's it over there. We'll have New York City statistics, stuff you don't hear on any other radio station or any other radio show. Of course, we'll have some recalls, a number of statistics. Is Uber going kaput? We'll get to that in a little bit. There was a dinner, Bahara was on, and this is for all you people who have dogs, okay? For all you dogs who are, you know, on the floor, okay, watching your master, listen to the radio show, this is for you. You want the toy? You want the toy? Want a cookie? Want a cookie? Come on, good boy, good boy. Okay, enough of that. Anyway, you know, sorry,
millions of dogs.
But we are the number one show on Sunday nights, the number one talker, and there's a method to the madness. What could I say? We are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union, and the preceding is no reflection on Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Seriously, if you need a commercial loan, okay, if you need a mortgage, you really have to check out Melrose Credit Union. When that commercial comes on, are you tired of being your only connection is the third teller from the left? I had a business account for 15 years with a major bank, and my only connection, it was actually the last teller on the right. But that was my only connection. Oh, yeah, you know, the branch manager would come out, "Oh, hello, yeah, how are you?" And that was it. But everything else was discussed with a teller. You know, she was my go-to. She was my go-to. What should we do now? Well, we do have the assemblyman on the phone. So let me just do an introduction to let you know who this man is. Francisco Moya, you know, he was elected in 2010 to the 39th Assembly District, and he had the honor of being the first Ecuadorian American ever elected to public office in the United States.
Wow.
A lifelong resident of Corona, Queens, Francisco began organizing, believe it or not, at the age of 15. He graduated from St. John's University, and he worked for two members of Congress, Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez and Congressman Brad Sherman in Washington, D.C. He also worked for the Queens Health Network at Elmhurst Hospital, and he secured a federal grant for a new mammogram machine. Okay, he helped develop three new community-based health clinics, including a cutting-edge wellness center for seniors, and the first clinic in Queens solely dedicated to women's health. Okay?
Yes.
In 2003, Francisco was named Secretary to the Senate for Senate Minority Leader David Patterson, and he became the highest-ranking Latino in state government. Right now, Francisco serves as a district leader, chairs Congressman Joe Crowley's Latino Affairs Committee, and has been honored by numerous public officials for his years of tireless work on behalf of his community. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Assemblyman Moya.
Thank you, Taxi Dave. It's great to be on your show tonight.
Well, it's great to have you on. Okay, there were a couple of subjects that I misplaced that we were going to discuss. But it really, there was something that had to do with immigration. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And I'm bringing that up for a purpose. I mean, we are all. This is a country of immigrants. My grandparents came from two different countries. If you look at, and my great grandparents on the other side came from two different countries. Mike, your grandparents?
Half Czech, half Irish.
Okay, Nancy.
My parents, Colombia and Argentina.
Okay. Colette?
France.
Okay, I forgot. Did I announce that Colette's in the office, in the studio, too?
Mais oui.
Okay, I'm glad I did. So, Assemblyman Moya, this is a country filled with immigrants, and you've been a proponent of helping immigrants, especially those who come here maybe under a political asylum visa. And when it runs out, they don't leave because the United States offers so much, you know, for life. They meet their spouses. They have children here.
Right.
And so tell us about what you're doing and the problems we have with that bill.
So, you know, I'm the lead sponsor to the New York State Dream Act. New York State Dream Act would allow the opportunity for undocumented immigrants who meet the qualifications to apply for tuition assistance. Now, if you're a high school student who is getting ready to go to college, you can apply for tuition assistance when you're going to college. What we find is that most immigrants who don't have a Social Security number can't really apply for a federal loan, can't apply for any loan whatsoever, and it makes it very, very difficult for them to have a real pathway to getting higher education. Now, we know that these young kids, most of them who came here at no fault of their own, at a very, very young age, are just looking to really have the opportunity to acquire that same American dream, which is, you know, a quality education that can lead to being a productive part of the workforce here in this country. Right now, we pay from pre-K all the way to high school, free tuition for anyone who's in our public school system. To now, at the most critical juncture in their academic career, say, sorry, you know, now we can't do anything for you, I think is a mistake on our part. These kids will one day become citizens or naturalized citizens. They're on that pathway. We need Washington to do its part. We need Washington, who right now we see has a extreme lack of courage for not being able to deal with immigration reform. But the fact is we shouldn't be punishing these young kids who really want to get a good education, will be part of the fabric of our society here in New York. And that's why I fight so hard so that we can accomplish this legislation that we have called the New York State Dream Act.
Well, you are certainly a true public servant. Your district, you live in Corona, and is your district in the Corona area as well?
It is. It's I represent Corona, Elmhurst, and Jackson Heights.
That's the most diverse communities in the entire city.
In the entire country, actually. We have over 162 languages spoken, over 200 nationalities, just in three neighborhoods.
Unbelievable. So what's going on with the Dream Act? Is anyone opposing it?
Well, we've passed it now for 4 years in the Assembly. But we have a Republican majority in the Senate that has blocked it every year. 2 years ago, we lost that by just one vote in the Senate. The cost of what it would be for us to really put this program together, and a lot of people's arguments are, well, we're taking away opportunities for U.S. citizens. Actually, we're not. The way we have our TAP system, which is the tuition assistance program, set up is that it's based on need. So if there are 200 kids that are qualifying right now that meet the qualifications, they have to have a grade point average, they have to have, meet a financial threshold, they have to do all those things, they would be able to apply. And we have put in the budget year after year $25 million. That's what the estimated cost would be per year. Now, just to put it in context of what it means in the overall budget, the state budget is $146-47 billion that we do every year. This is less than 0.0% of what the overall state budget is. To send a student who wants to go to college to be able to apply for much needed financial assistance per day, it would be less than a cup of coffee.
You know, the irony here is that CUNA in New York City has allocated about $25 million a year. These are high school graduates to teach them mandatory mathematics, mandatory arithmetic, addition and subtraction, and reading 101. So here you have children who've gotten to the high school level, and I'm sure many brilliant people willing to, you know, move forward in the cliché-ish American dream, and they're being prevented because they don't have a Social Security card? Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
And you have thousands of students who take for granted their education. They cruise through, okay, they breeze through. They don't learn anything. They go to college, you know, where once that CUNA, graduation diploma really meant something. I went to City College. And now, if people really know what's going on there, I'm not taking anything away from the hardworking students, okay, by any means. But there are some students, you have to, really, you've been in the school system for 12 or 13 years, now you're in college, and you have to learn mathematics, arithmetic, and you have to learn how to read. Doesn't make any sense to me when there are so many immigrants who want to take the place. CUNY. It's CUNY. Okay? Just amazing. Well, hopefully some of the senators, we've had some senators on this show, and some in the, the Democratic Conference? I forgot what it's called.
Right. Yeah.
And hopefully that we can get it passed this session, I believe, starts in January?
It starts in January. You know, unfortunately, what we see is also the national theme, right? They've taken this into the level where we begin to divide our country. You know, the fact is that 41% of the Fortune 500 companies were built by immigrants and their children. You know, those are real statistics that no one wants to talk about. You know, Google, all the tech companies that have come to New York and in Silicon Valley, most of them were built and started up by immigrants. You know, people come to this country because they believe in the opportunity that it has given us. You know, the fact is that we're not going to punish these young kids who, at no fault of their own, should be now. It's either we're going to educate this generation, or we're going to have a generation of children that will not be educated, that will get on public assistance, and we will pay twice or three times the amount of money to have them here. They're not going anywhere. They want to be part of the fabric of this country. And I think that it is our obligation to push this forward, stop putting the rhetoric, put the rhetoric aside, and really put some good, you know, public policy that will help us in the future.
Well, Assemblyman, I'm just going to spin this into a taxi thing, because most, what people don't realize is almost all medallion owners are immigrants, okay? The overwhelming majority own one medallion, okay? The overwhelming majority. Yes, there's a group who own, you know, this person may own a few hundred here and there, but the overwhelming majority of those medallion owners are immigrants, hardworking, small business owners. And I have to tell you something. When New York City stops or allows another entity that's $60 billion to push their weight around and grow endlessly and not have the same exact rules as medallions. I mean, the last auction, New York City made, you know, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars. Over the course of the last 10 years, they made hundreds of millions of dollars, which go into the general fund. This is all people. There was a system here. Immigrants drive a cab. They save money. They lease a medallion. They save money. They buy a medallion, and the city is their partner. And now it feels to them as though they've turned their back.
Yes. The other thing I'd like to ask the Assemblyman, if possible, with the local elections and local issues such as taxi cabs and the Dream Act for the students of New York, is it frustrating seeing the constant Trump, Hillary, Trump conversation going on, and then almost like taking all the air out of the room for local issues? I mean, have you experienced that, and is there a frustration for that?
Look, of course there is. I mean, we are now in the midst of a real, you know, big presidential election for all of us. For Democrats, you know, this is something that we want to see, that we bring someone who is prepared and ready for office. And on the other side, you have someone who is a demagogue, who's really saying incendiary remarks that have, like, really overshadowed a lot of what the real policy debates should be in our country and what we should be having locally. I think that for me, you know, doing our town halls locally here, talking to our community boards about the issues that matter most, always is now getting overshadowed by some controversial comments that are made throughout the presidential campaigns. But I also think that this is an opportunity for us to engage voters and really have them look at the issues that are in front of us. And it is our job as local leaders to really start galvanizing people in our communities, get them engaged on issues that matter. Because, look, while we do have a presidential election, and this one is going to be very critical, the more important elections that matter the most are your local elections. Your local elected officials are the ones that decide on your taxes, on your property taxes, on how much education funding comes to you, to the local schools. You know, these are things that are all intertwined, but, you know, it's on us to really start motivating our folks to really come out and get engaged on the issues that really matter to them right now.
Get the vote out. Get out there and vote. I went to the City and State 10th anniversary dinner this week, and Preet Bharara was the guest speaker. And, he was pretty funny. He started by, you know, noting all the lobbyists in the room, and he said, and all the politicians, also known as future indictees. And there was a, you know, there's this level, at least what you hear, is a lot isn't getting done in Albany because, well, I shouldn't say isn't getting done, but people are afraid to talk on the phone. People are afraid to say things because you don't know who's wired. There seems to be a lot of wiring. Have you run into any of that with some stumbling blocks yourself?
No, unless you have something to hide, then, you know, then you should be afraid. If you don't, then you go about your day and you do the job that you've been elected to do. And that's what I focus in on. I'm not concerned about those things. We have to go and work our hardest to represent some of the poorest communities in the state of New York. And one of the things that I've started to do now is really engage my colleagues from the other side of the aisle. I just recently came back from an upstate tour with one of my colleagues, Assemblyman Marcos Crespo from the Bronx,
oh, sure.
where we went to the Southern Tier, and this is our second trip, where we visited potato farmers who have actually suffered the entire crops season because of drought. We visited Alstrom, which is a engineering company that has now gotten the contract to build the super train for Amtrak. It's going to be built right here in the great state of New York. But at the same time, we brought some of the upstate Republicans to come to my district in Corona, which has one of the most overcrowded school districts in the entire city, where my kids are learning in trailers. And so I wanted them to see the comparison of what it is for their public schools that have full gymnasiums, full music rooms, football fields, baseball fields, and my kids have to learn in trailers, don't have a full gymnasium, have to start having lunch at 9:30 in the morning because of the overcrowding problem that we have. We brought them to meet with Dreamers to talk about their experience and share what they've gone through in terms of what they've had to do to make it here in this country, and took them to NYCHA housing in the Bronx. And so I think that that's what we need to start doing more of, is to start really putting the partisanship aside, start working together to tackle the issues that matter most to our communities. But everything is intertwined, right? I think that, you know, the upstate economy is really important for us down here. And, mm-hmm. you know, down here is really the economy that's driving the state. But, you know, we have to build it up, and we can't continue to have that kind of separation. So I think we're starting off small, but we're starting off with the right idea of kind of sharing our experiences, sharing the differences that upstate and downstate have, and getting to know one another better, which I think in the future will lead for us to be more thoughtful in how we put forth our public policy and how we deal with the budget for the entire state of New York.
We're speaking with Assemblymember Francisco Moya from Queens. This is the Taxi Dave Show. Our phone number is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihail@aol.com. We have a caller. Gloria, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, Dave. How are you?
Okay.
I'm calling today because, as we all know, I've been calling for over a year, and now it's reality. My husband was hoping to retire this November. And with the competition with Uber, he's not going to be able to retire, because it's a brutal fact that remains that medallion owners cannot get any drivers to take over because of Uber. There are just no buyers or brokers who want to rent or buy a medallion anymore. The day-to-day competition with Uber gets extremely worse every day.
Well, I want to tell you. Go ahead.
And, like, we totally feel we can't make a drivers cannot make a stable income anymore. The day-to-day situation is awful between traffic, the competition, and now it's like he can't retire. He can. He's going to have to push that taxi. Basically.
When did your husband buy the taxi medallion?
He bought it in 1983.
2003. Oh, he's put in over 30 years servicing the city. And this was kind of his pension, his retirement fund, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you, was your husband born here, or were his parents born here?
He immigrated from Cuba by himself because his parents didn't want him to be brought up in Cuba. So he came to this country by himself at an age of 15 years old.
Wow.
He raised himself.
How about you?
Me, my parents, I was lucky. My parents, I also immigrated from Cuba when I was little, 5 years old, but I came with my parents and my family. So at least I had my family here. My dad, very hard worker, had a restaurant. He had the first Cuban restaurant in New York City.
Okay, are you a citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Nancy, are you a citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's a lot of people who can't become citizens. They come here, and after political asylum, which I assume you and your husband came here for, Cuba at that time, they're here and they're thankful, but they're hidden. Okay, they're afraid. They haven't saved money, and as the years go on, they may marry a citizen, they may have children who become citizens, but they themselves are afraid of being deported. And you know, so on one hand, we're talking about your small business family in the taxi industry, and you're being crushed. Your future is crushed now.
Crushed.
Okay.
And
what the assemblyman is speaking about is people who don't get a chance to go to college after they've been through the system, but because they don't have a stinking Social Security card, they can't go to college. It doesn't make any sense. But let me just take it one step further. There's Make a Road lawsuit, okay, against Texas, and that has to do with deferred deportation. Can we just touch on that for 1 minute, Assembly Member?
Sure. So that's the executive order that President Obama had put forth in 2012, which gave the opportunity for young students who were eligible to defer their deportation. And what has happened now is that the courts in Texas, by Judge Andrew Hannon, overturned that, and he blocked DACA and DAPA. And DAPA would have also given the opportunity for the parents of actual children that were born here in the United States that are actually U.S. citizens who are also going to college to stay here and defer deportation. This was an executive order that's been put forth in order for us to work on real immigration reform at the federal level.
You're going to hear more about this in my future shows, because I met someone this week, and I am going to act on it with all my power, who came to this country 15 years ago, married someone from Puerto Rico, Viva Boricua,
Boricua. Viva Boricua.
Okay. And he's a citizen. She has a son. He's a citizen. She cleans houses. The sweetest person I have ever met. She's been here 13 years, went to an attorney, gave him some money, and he's been jerking her around for years, and someone else looked into it, and he never did anything, never filed any applications. No. She goes to sleep every night in fear that people are going to knock on her door and deport her. It's a horrible way to live, and we've got to do something to help those Americans. Because if you're here working for 15 years, okay, and you have no criminal record, and you've been an asset to this community, and your kid's gone to school, and your husband works, and she pays taxes. She pays more federal taxes than Donald Trump does. And she cleans houses. Okay?
This is true.
And we need to help these people.
Yes.
Okay, I know you're short on time. Thank you for staying on the line as long as you did. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We've been speaking with Assemblymember Francisco Moya from Queens. The Assembly District is 39. If you're in Jackson Heights or Corona in that area, he's your assemblyman, and he wants to hear from you. This is a true public servant, folks. He doesn't have to worry. He's not wired. His phones aren't tapped. He does the right things. Okay. Gloria, I want you to stay on the line, because after the messages, I'm going to address you. Assembly Member, I hope you'll come back another time.
I would love to. Thank you, Taxi Dave, for having me.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, when we come back, we have so much to talk about. I want to finish with Gloria, because the yellow taxi industry has a new weapon against the war against Uber. Okay, you're going to hear about that. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Want a toy? Want a toy?
If the relationship
that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The second half is starting. You mean there's more? Of course there's more. We only seen half of it.
Oh, I ain't going back in there.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That damn point, just about halfway. Hey, you know it was the hottest part of the day.
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're in the studio with JFK Mike, Nancy Soria from the Green Cars, and Colette from Las Vegas.
Boston.
And we have Noah behind the glass, our wonderful engineer. If you call 800-321-0710, you can speak to Noah. And Gloria, I don't know if you saw this article that came out by Andrew Hawkins. And what it says basically is that the taxi industry is launching a new counteroffensive against the against Uber. Verifone systems, this is about. By next year, many of the TVs will be replaced with 10-inch touchscreen tablets with third-party app support. That means riders will soon have the option of streaming Spotify or booking a reservation with OpenTable during the cab rides. Okay, it's one of the new toys is the drivers are going to have also. There's going to be 7-inch tablets on the dashboard. There's an all-in-one meter. Dispatch, navigate. It'll use GPS to communicate with satellites and locate the closest and most accurate fare, but it will also include backup software for the times when the cab is out of range. They're also going to install biometric readers next to the ignition for drivers to scan their thumbprints. I mean, it's funny. You take Uber, they don't even want to do fingerprints in every other city out of New York, but here they're going to scan your thumbprints on yellow cabs, and they'll have security cameras, panic buttons. Verifone is calling the new front of the cab experience Dash, and the back of the cab gadgets Ride, R-Y-D-E, and it's being tested in Chicago, Boston, New Orleans, okay? Just wanted to bring that to your attention. I'm sorry about your husband's plight right now. I'm glad the assembly member got to hear about it. Folks,
There are thousands of immigrants in Gloria's husband's position. They partnered with New York City with the promise that they would be the only one to pick up street hails. If you live in New York City or if you come in, you put your hand up, you know what happens? Don't be surprised if a non-yellow car stops. Yellow cabs are the only ones in Midtown Manhattan allowed to pick up street hails, okay? And in respect to Gloria, everywhere else in the city above 96th Street, you can hail a green car, all right? But in Manhattan, that's yellow territory, and if other cabs, you know, if you see empty cabs, wait a few minutes. There's also apps for yellow cabs, yes. You know? Get one of the apps.
What
the yellow
they?
Cabs.
What are they?
I'd just like to say, if I could jump in for a second here, one of the things that makes me crazy with this whole deal is some people say, oh, well, what about the competition? It's like, listen, the city of New York guaranteed the green cars and the yellow cabs the right for street hail. That's it. So right now, that is who's supposed to be getting street hails. And we see a lot of people just like floating in out of the sky, grabbing people illegally off the street. And it just is beyond me how they just keep poaching at the airports and on the streets. And, you know, you okay?
you want to say something?
Yeah, yeah. She's alive. She's okay. She's not hurt. She'll be okay.
Alive. Yes, I agree with you. I mean, the competition is fierce. Most of the green cabs, they are predominantly in the outer boroughs, upper Manhattan. And the competition has been so, like, tough now because we have more. Well, what's that term that they use for Uber cars, TNCs?
Well, yes. I can't say the term that I use for Uber cars on the air.
Oh,
it's a family show.
Four letters.
So it's really tough because there's so much of them out there. And I'd say a good more than half of Uber cars are doing illegal street hails, and they're really hurting.
Yeah. I'm out there on the weekend, and it's just lately, I think what's happening is a lot of the volume of Uber is either A, drying up, or B, there are too many Uber cars to cut the pie.
Speaking of Uber, Karen sent in an email. MTA taxes are due by October 20th. Okay, MTA taxes are due by October 20th. You know, those taxes that Uber doesn't pay?
Oh, okay.
For the last quarter.
That's the 50s and the 30s. Just the 50 cents.
That's the 50 cents.
Exactly
right.
Yeah, we're pouring money into not only to the MTA, but to help get the wheelchair people in cabs, yellow cabs and green cars. And right now, between the MTA 50 cents and the wheelchair program 30 cents, it's 80 cents per trip that the yellow and the green cabs are putting in to help people in the city. And it's very frustrating because we're doing all the heavy lifting with these projects, and I don't see a lot of people stepping up like we are. And we catch hell for it, for our trouble, in my opinion.
You know, it's interesting. There was an article by Laura Namias this week that came out, and de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio, actually came out Wednesday and announced he has an ambitious new timeline for contracts for minorities and women. Nancy, are you a minority?
Yes, I am.
Are you a woman?
Yes, I am.
Woo-hoo! Okay, I'm just double checking. So you're a minority and you're a woman. And how has your business, you know, you purchased a permit from the city of New York to pick up street hails in the outer boroughs. So the mayor wants to help women and minorities. How has he helped you?
He hasn't helped me at all. He's killing my green cab business.
How?
He let Uber roll in mysteriously overnight, and they're so huge and powerful, and green cab permits are not selling, and drivers don't want to even drive them anymore.
You know, Scott Stringer was at the NABNY breakfast, Association for a Better New York breakfast. I was there also, and he called de Blasio's administration handling the contracts a disgrace, and those contracts are for women and minorities. Now, he offered really sharp criticism, basically, about it. So hopefully somebody will realize that the taxi industry and the green car industry is a minority small business.
Thank you. Well said, David. Yes.
And we need help. And even Bertha Lewis, who, by the way, has been on this show before, okay, she was once a staunch ally of the mayor, she said the administration had artificially inflated the amount of money it was spending on minorities and women businesses, calling the numbers. I can't say the word, but it's BS. How do you like that?
Ooh.
Man.
Some strong words.
Strong.
Okay, Terry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave, you're not kidding. You know, when you say that the medallion owners, like myself, feel like the city has turned their backs on us, you're not kidding. You know, they were complicit in pushing the prices up on medallions. It was a systematic effort, and we played along. They didn't make it easier for us. They imposed all kinds of restrictions on us for years and years, made it so hard for us. And then all of a sudden, they found a new revenue stream, and they've turned their back on hardworking New Yorkers. It's really not fair.
Okay, Terry. Thank you so much. But before you hang up, Mike has a question for you.
Yeah, I'd just like to follow up with something from the basic transportation deal here. Like, the cabbies say it's way overdue for a fare increase, but there are other ways we can put money in the driver pockets, like with the group rides. I look at, on Wednesday, there's going to be the Mets are having a big playoff game, then the Knicks are going to be in town, and the Rangers. Every time there's like 40,000 or 30,000 people getting out of a stadium, there's little or no effort to get the green cars and the yellow cabs in front of these stadiums to help get these people out with a group ride. And if you want to say something about that, it makes me crazy because I say it's so simple and they never do it.
That's a great idea. And lately, I always wanted, I try to contact TLC and DLT on taxi stands by Yankee Stadium, because Yankee Stadium, the fans who want meter cabs have to walk all the way up to the Grand Concourse almost,
right,
and can get a cab, and they're poached along the way by illegal cabbies and gypsy cabs. But then automatically overnight, Uber has set up their line on Jerome on River Avenue,
yeah,
right on the other side of the stadium, and all their cars are just sitting there comfortably as soon as people get
causing
out,
traffic for people getting out of the lots like me. I spoke to the police officer. I said, what are you doing? You're letting these guys double park when 40,000 people are leaving the stadium? Well, it's convenient for the people taking the cabs. I said, they're not cabs.
They're
okay?
Not.
Close off Jerome Avenue. I mean, close off the L, River Avenue, and make that for cabs. That's what you really should do. You're absolutely right. You know what? I'm going to talk about New York City statistics. Is Uber going kaput? New Jersey, I got some information on your roads. There's all kinds of stuff. Commuters. When we come back, we'll address all that. We'll take some more of your calls afterwards at 800-321-0710. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show, the number one talker on Sunday nights in New
number
York
one.
City.
Number
yeah.
one.
Right.
Mets and Taxi Dave are number one.
We'll be right back.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, Work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
From where you are, can you see Grand Central Parkway? You can. Then you're lost.
Oh, I'm out of here now.
WOR 710 at Sunday night. This is the place to be. And it is Rosh Hashanah. So if anybody is at a holiday party and drinking too much, don't forget, don't drink and drive. Take a taxi.
Take a taxi. And yes, I'd like to remind everybody, speaking of celebrations, the Taxi Insider newspaper is going to be on the streets at the end of this week. Exactly. That's what everybody says when they hear that. And it's not too late to get your ad in Taxi Insider and to put an ad on this show. So for more information, you can talk to the man to put an ad in the Taxi Insider newspaper. You get a great section on page 2 that we just started. It's hot. It's sexy. Just like Taxi Dave. I guess I guess the girl should have said that instead of me. But anyway, I'm new. But anyway,
Sexy Dave.
Sexy Dave. You say. I'm afraid to say that. He might hit me. But listen, I just want to say, how do they get in contact for an action ad on this show or in Taxi Insiders? Where do they call?
718-706-TAXI. 718-706-TAXI. And you can get an ad on this show and an ad in Taxi Insider. I want to thank Jackie Traeger from Old Bridge, New Jersey. I got a priority mail gift. It's an actual taxi pen. And the letter, the stationery he used is from the New York Mets. It's an official office memorandum. And it says, to Ed Jr., to LT, to DP, it's not a re-gift. It's just giving the pen a proper home with Taxi Dave. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And
you can send all your cash gifts, too. Let's just do some of this stuff real quick. New York City statistics. Total ridership on the MTA, New York City subways and buses in July was 190 million. That's a 6% decrease from last July, folks. Okay, and air traffic in July, 12 million passengers flew in and out of the New York City's regional airports. That's an increase of 6% from last July. So what are people doing? Flying to work?
Flying to work.
Okay. Broadway attendance, 872,000 for the 4 weeks ending August 30th. That's down 2% from last year. And they made $93 million, and that's down 3% from last year. Hotel occupancy in July, the average daily hotel rate was $260, a 2% decrease from last year. Hotel occupancy was 90% in July, down from 92% from last July. And only hotels with rooms priced above $500 saw rising prices from last year. And here is unemployment. I can tell you about all the jobs and city and government and education, but this is the bottom line. For the first time I can remember, New York City's unemployment rate rose 5.4% in August, and that went up 0.2% from July, which was 5.2%. So will this be a trend? We have to wait and see. That affects everybody, folks.
Real quick, in case ahead. I forgot, this might be a duplicate. Did I mention that the newspaper is coming out this week? And if you want to put an ad in the newspaper or on the Taxi Dave radio show, the number one radio show at this time slot, phone lines are open. You can still get your ad in right now, right this week. Where do they call? What's the number? What's the email? Help us out, Dave. Let us know.
718-706-TAXI or email me at taxihale@AOL.com. And you, too, can be heard on this show or in the newspaper. Is Uber the next big thing that goes kaput? Frederick Kunkel actually did a story, and he said Stephen Hill, who's an author, thinks Uber has shaken up the industry, and that's the nicest thing that Stephen Hill has to say about Uber. Okay? Hill worked for a think tank, and he's written a book about the so-called sharing economy. He sees Uber, are you ready for this, as a rule-breaking, tax-dodging, labor exploiting, marketing manipulating, law unto itself, yes, capitalist behemoth.
Yes,
that's what they are.
Tell us how you really feel, Steve. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is the name of the book is Raw Deal, How the Uber Economy and Runaway Capitalism Are Screwing American Workers. Okay, the raw deal. Maybe we'll try to get Mr. Hill on the show in a couple of weeks. So let's do that. I also wanted to just tell you, New Jersey, you should know that you ranked last in the nation in the return of investment on road spending. $2 million plus per mile to rebuild and maintain roads. The second highest was Florida, $741,000 per mile. Okay? And that has something to do with the gasoline tax that you heard is going to go up 23 cents. And they said, oh, yes, we're going to use it for infrastructure. Well, yeah, but if you read all the other stuff with it, it really helps the wealthy. What does a state, you know, no tax over X amount of dollars? I mean, if you the rich are getting rich, and the poor are getting infrastructure pennies that we pay for at the gas pump.
I call him Chris Crispy because he's almost done.
I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. We had our second commercial already, didn't we? Yeah? Okay, good. If you're interested in commuting, the Port Authority put out a report called the Trans-Hudson Commuting Capacity Study, and here's just some highlights of it. The Port Authority bus terminal, you may or may not know, 232,000 people per day. That's going up to 337,000 people by 2040. A couple of things also stand out. The Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens commuters overwhelmingly use subways, and much of Staten Island takes the bus. And there are some hot spots by the ferry, of course. Commuters in Westchester like to come down on the railway, and New Jersey workers seem to prefer cars more than most areas. What they didn't put in there were the two guys who kayak across the Hudson River. Okay, this is a story by John Metcalf. The guy who pedals on a unicycle to work, or the 12 people who take helicopters from Morristown into Wall Street. That wasn't included, so I want to thank John Metcalf for that. Sorry, I've ignored the callers. We only have a few minutes. Jack, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Oh, I'm sorry. Terry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. I thought we had Terry.
It's okay.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
I'm fantastical.
Well, very good. And happy Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you.
To you. The last time I called you, I commented on the fact that I got a smartphone upgrade, and when I got the new phone, it actually had the Uber app on it as one of the standard apps that comes with the phone, which I found kind of ironic. Apparently, well, not ironic, but surprising. Apparently, somebody in Uber has connections with, I won't even say my cell phone company, but the app is coming on your phone, you know? I mean, it's really kind of funny, but that's not what I was actually talking about. I was in Union Square, and I ended up getting into an Uber. I will say that I might have had a couple cocktails hanging out with friends, and I went from Union Square to Elmhurst, Queens, and the cost, the guy charged me $23. I gave him a $2 tip. That's $25 in total. Now, first thing that comes to mind is I don't think yellow cabs can compete with that. Now, I saw that this was an Uber car. He had a little neon light in the side of his window. And I don't know what he was driving on his own, playing, you know.
Jack,
Uber drivers aren't making money. The UberX drivers, yeah, they're charging less. It gives the illusion. The reason they're complying with laws in New York City is because there's an unlimited immigrant workforce. They're taking advantage of people. Okay? I mean, Nancy, what have you heard? Mike, what have you heard? Am I right?
That's what they're doing. I mean, if you was to go to the Bronx, I can tell you the locations. So they have makeshift offices where they attract all the minority drivers. And they tell you walk six blocks to so-and-so and there go pick up a car.
Right.
So
and
they
what
got
they don't
everything.
Tell you is, in some cases, what I've heard is there are headhunters who get $500 for every immigrant they bring in to drive.
Ooh.
They don't care about the drivers.
Of course
they
not.
Don't care what they make. So the prices could go down to nothing. Uber, you know, as long as people use them, it looks really good for their IPO, Jack. Hey, look how many fares we had this year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, apparently, I mean, that's a very cheap ride, you know, from Manhattan to Elmhurst that. And it struck me as I said to myself, geez, am I in a gypsy cab? And I'm not. I mean, it was clearly identified as an Uber car. That's all I wanted to tell you.
Okay. Well, I also know for a fact that some people who buy those lovely cars end up and get insurance in the office where I work at the Melrose Credit Union building. Weeks later, not months, weeks later, come in and cancel the insurance and get private plates on their cars.
Ooh.
Said they were sold a bill of goods.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I want to thank JFK Mike for coming into the studio today. I want to thank Nancy Soria, okay, who's been in Cranes this week. She has her own radio show on 91.7 Monday and Thursday. She's the vice president of Green Taxis of New York and a driver, Colette, who flew in from Las Vegas. And, Mike, you have some information where people can see the taxi.
Yes, if you missed anything on the show or if you want to check out the Taxi Dave posting and a repeat, check www.nyctaxinews.com. That's nyctaxinews.com. You can check us all out right there.
Okay, with the start of the Jewish New Year, I want to thank all of you for being part of my family. Your ongoing support means a lot to me and enables us to maintain the number one ranking on Sunday nights. Okay, it's thanks to you that this is possible. So thank you. Have a sweet year, everybody. And by the way, want a squeaky? You want the toy? Come on, boy. Gotta go now.